Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
LaCrush Hearts.
Go me. It's my birthday. Go me. It's my birthday. Go, 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 go. Alright, enough of that. What's going on?
What you mean, wait a minute,
nigga? See, this is why I say, every time I want to talk, he want to wait a minute. What, man?
It ain't your birthday.
Go to bed. Man, you up too late. Go to bed. They don't know that, see? It always got to be somebody hating. This is haterade, man. That's a Sonic hate burger. All right, folks. Welcome. Your dad's on hush. You are hush. Anyway, folks, you see, we didn't even get our foot through the door, and he already starting. But then I'm wrong, right, y'all? All right.
Mm-hmm. We got your back, Crush.
See, you gotta start early. All right, folks, welcome to Full Fantasy Radio. It's your favorite BBW friend, Mr. Crush Hearts. And let me go ahead and bring the panel into the building from the 803. It's the couple of the year. It's your Royal Highness Princess SAA and the Beyonce. Baby Mike, I was gonna say something else. I caught myself. There we go.
Hey,
Mike
hi.
Ain't do nothing yet. Say what up, Mike.
What up?
All right. And then from 757, we have Miss Sherry.
Hello.
Good evening, Shirley.
Hello.
And the most forgettable person in the world. The Blueback reporter.
And it looks like it's almost over, thank God.
What, your period?
No. well, something probably just as bad. No, that's the oil spill in the Gulf. And
that shit nowhere near over. All it did was slow down. That shit ain't over. That's what they want to tell y'all. That shit ain't over.
Well, we'll see. We'll see in 48 hours, but what's up, y'all?
They said that 48 hours ago.
That's true, too.
Okay. But Black Report always got to bring us to some type of current event when we introduce him. Isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can't wait to read from his cubbyhole. I can't wait to read that. That's the blog that we're working on for Black Reporter, where he can put all his random out of left field rants that he goes through on the show. He can write them on his own blog now.
Hey, it's called education, please. It's called edumacation.
That's edumacation when it comes from your ass. So he always tell you, he said, let me tell you something funny, and we be trying to find a joke in it. I'm like, what?
Y'all
wrong. Black Reporter, you did it, man. You did it. How am I wrong? You wrong. You never say I'm wrong. What's that about? You never say I'm wrong.
Just messing with you, Crush. Just messing with you. You know I love you.
Oh. I love you like I love vegetables.
Ooh, that hurt.
Wow.
That doesn't hurt. See, I just assume because I'm a fat person, I don't like vegetables. I love vegetables.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, take that and run with it. All right. We're going to behave today. We're not going to mess with Black Reporter no more for the next 5 minutes. We got the chat rooms open. We got the call lines open, 347-989-0767. You wonder why I gave you the number before the topic, right? Because that's just the way I do things. Tonight's topic, the double standard. That's it, the double standard. We want to know, first of all, who the hell came up with these standards? That's what I want to know. Who gave them permission with these standards? Who put that down? Is there a law book I don't know about? Like, who came up with these standards, first of all? Secondly, do these standards even exist? Is this just a thing that somebody just came up with when they ain't got an answer for why things are the way they are? Those are my two questions for the first half of the show.
Okay.
Go ahead, Blackwater.
I was going to say that, first of all, in the first place, both of those could be answered with pretty much the same answer. The double standard comes from cultural norms, by the ways we were raised and everything, by the way we were taught to date, whether it be right or wrong. And I'm not sitting here saying that the way we were taught and everything was the right way or the wrong way, but whatever, you know. That's just the way it is. And, you know, times have got to change, and so be it.
Okay, so you're trying to say the double standard came from that, right?
Yeah.
If the double standard came from that, where did the standard come from?
They were there. It's there for so long that
mm-hmm. it's two of them now.
It's normal procedure. As we say, it's SOP, standard operating procedure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though we can see it's a double standard, it's become to the point where, oh, okay, that's just the way it always has been, always will be.
So,
unless you take it in a different direction.
Take it in a different direction, and then hope that people catch on. What you was gonna say, Mike?
Oh, you can go ahead. I'm listening. I'm just commenting,
oh.
So I'm listening.
Okay. Somebody said they're listening, too. Who TV's up loud? All right. So let me ask Ms. Shirley. Ms. Shirley, what do you think about the double standard? Where they come from?
Well, somewhat what Black Reporter said holds true. I think it comes from sometimes from your upbringing. Depends on how you were raised, your household, how things were. But in my household, I was always taught don't accept anything at face value. If you got to question it, question it. Someone tells you the sky is blue, don't believe it's blue, tell them why it's blue. Want to know how to get blue. Who said it was blue? Because you said it's blue is blue? And that's just how I was raised. I question everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take face value for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how you're raised, how you're going to go out in society and take things, you know?
Okay, so the double standard is basically how you're nurtured.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to bring the 765 in the building. 765, how you is? 765?
Her online name is Burger King does not have fries.
Okay,
hello?
765
didn't even plug in a headset. I don't know. Okay, so we're talking about the double standard. In today's society, oh, my bad. I'm so slow. Princess, what do you think about today's, the definition of the double standard?
I'm actually trying to, you know, see what all you all think about it at first, you know, before I even, you know, throw my opinion in there. I know Mike had some things he wanted to say, I think.
Mike's trying, because when I asked him, he'd be like, you can go ahead. Mike, what you doing over there, Mike?
Okay, I'm from the country, but don't do me like that.
Like what?
Like that. You said
cool. Like what? Cool, huh? What's going on, Mike?
Like that.
All right. When I said about the double, my definition of double standard is, as far as, you know, when you're in a relationship, you should make things clear when you first get into it. Your likes, dislikes, But I think a lot of time what happens is that we make these standards and sometimes we don't live up to some of those standards. Oh, who got a phone ringing?
Talk, Mike.
Yeah, but sometimes we don't live up to those standards, and it you know causes us sometimes to have to make other standards.
And then we got two standards.
I'm speaking on experience on that because what happens is, you know, one thing is expected at a certain time, and then the next thing you know, it's like, well, this is expected. And I think that comes from sometimes that people mess up, you know, fuck up like I did. So it causes to sometimes be it sometimes causes, you know, it to be another expectation that that person wants from you. I don't think it's intentionally, but I just think it comes from the first standards not being met. And so what happens is, you know, you get to thinking, you know what I'm saying, well, dang, you know, I can't meet this, I can't meet that. So basically you're piling other things that should have been, you know, other standards that should have been met on top of others. And, you know, sometimes you have people that, you know, I say, well, I want this. You know, I want a pair of pants and a shirt. Then it goes from, well, no, I want some shoes. I want some drawers. You know, I want some cologne. You know, I think, you know, that...
You're just going on a shopping spree, huh?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, because standard means that, you know, a lot of things that should have been said in the first place haven't been said. A lot of feelings and a lot of emotions and a lot of things that the other person wants should have been said that first time, but it hadn't been said. So like you said, you know, you're just piling basically on what's...
Okay, so you pile on expectations. So double standards, in your opinion, just wrap it up, Black Reporter. I mean, Mike, that double standard basically comes from your experiences and expectations piling up on one another.
Right.
Okay. Thank you for that.
But then you run into a problem.
Then you're going to what?
You run into a problem.
You run into a problem.
The problem being, and I'm going to say this real quick and brief, is that you end up with the constant problem, and I know many of you have done this before, you end up judging future relationships on what you've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily fair. Am I right, Mike?
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I got me confused. Maybe I'm just, you know. Maybe I'm just weird. All right, so in one instance, the double standard is how you're raised, how you're
mm-hmm.
nurtured, how you come up to come to, how you, I guess you want to say, process situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now you're saying in that same instance, and when it comes to a relationship, the double standard comes from your expectation, your first set of expectations not being met. So you come up with
mm-hmm.
another set.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
take you to the origin of what I'm saying when you get finished.
I'm just trying to comprehend, though. So go ahead. Take me there, and hopefully y'all
right.
can comprehend,
so, double standards is you got two parents that have expectations of you. They want you to do this. They want you to be that. They want you to be a ball player. They want you to be a movie star. They want you to be whatever it may be that you're pursuing. Then you got the other parent that wants you to be this. They want you to be that. So you're tied between and saying, well, dang, I got to meet these requirements. I got to meet these requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So that falls over into your relationships when you get someone.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure does.
So you're like, well, dang, you know, I got to meet this, I got to meet that. You know, so it doesn't come from birth. It comes from the parents. It comes from them, you know, saying, well, you know what, you know, you're going to do this for me. You got the mom over here saying, you're going to do this. You got the dad over here saying, you're going to do this.
Right.
You're like, well, damn, you know, how can I please everybody? You know, I'm trying to please everybody.
They kind of grow on you.
Right, you know.
And you expect that out of relationships.
Right, yeah.
Rather than
so, yeah.
Friendships or...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or relationships with significant others or whatever that may be.
Exactly. So you take that with you. And you're like, well, damn, you know, I did all of that, you know. And sometimes when you don't, you know, please or suit both of those sides, then it becomes a problem, you know, there too.
Mm-hmm. So you say basically from what I'm under. From basically what you're saying, double standards in your definition is basically life.
No.
And I say life as, you know, basically you growing, you principle of life.
No.
The double standard, well, what you're actually explaining is life. You know, you the circle of life. That's exactly what you explained it to me. Your father and your mother have one expectation for you, and you get older, and then, you know, you have your own expectations, and you're growing up, and basically you're describing the life experience, life,
okay.
Just living life. Let me just go here real quick. Double standard. Basically, double standard and the common, if you want to call it, the double standard and the common definition, huh?
For now.
Okay, and it stands for, or actually the definition of it is any set of principles containing different provisions for one group of people than for another. That's a double standard. Basically, if your father or your mother had a boy and a girl, the girl can't date until she's 40, but the son can date when he's 14. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's a double standard. That's living life, or that's basically trying to dictate your kid's life at a double standard. That's what I was talking about. You know, as far as that's concerned, that's basically the battle of the sexes. It could also, you know, it's also possibly the unofficial set of rules that are for, you know, men are held to one set of, if you want, expectations, and women are held to another set of requirements or expectations. Things that apply for men definitely cannot apply for a woman, or don't apply for a woman, even if you're looking at it as, you know, job-wise. You know, we're doing the same job. I come in the same time. I'm doing the same amount of work as you, but you still get paid a dollar and change more than I do. You get what I'm saying? That is a double standard. Now, in today's society, that whole mental fashion of, if you will, old school thinking from when we compared to Black Reporters generation, and just looking out. No, and I'm just saying that when Black Reporters growing up and the standard that they had for, you know, women were at home. You know, women took care of the family more. There was more structure, you could say, in the family. There was, everybody had a place in the family. Everybody knew their role. The man went to work. He provided the bread. He did this. He did that. He brought home the money. You know, he paid the bills. The woman stayed home. She cleaned the house, blah, blah, blah. She raised the children, and so forth and so forth. Now, if you compare that to what's going on now in today's society, in today's market, if you will, in family life, the mother is out there doing work, also taking care of the family, also PTA and everything under the book, but she still's not as equal as her male counterparts. So, you know, it's like, you know, now I'm bringing home the bacon. You need to stay home. You need to be Mr. Mom and take care of the house, take care of this, take care of that, da da da. But it don't sit right. That don't sit right. You know, and go ahead, Mike.
I have to disagree with that because I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying because, I mean, you're right, but, I mean, there
so what you disagreeing with?
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying, but the only thing I'm disagreeing with is that people get the mentality that, you know, that it has to be a woman at home all the time. You know, it has to be a woman there doing it. I disagree with that because you can be a man. It's a lot of relationships where women bring in the bread a lot more money than the man does. And, you know, the man, you know what I'm saying, has to take up the slack. So I basically what I'm trying to say is that I feel as though that it doesn't matter, you know, who's bringing in the more money or not. It's more of a trend and something that that's been instilled in us for so long to say that, well, woman has to be home, you know, keep kids and all that. Nah, I think a man should be able to do it. You know, if my woman was out working and she making more money than me and I had to stay home with the kids and I had to do the cooking and cleaning, I'd do that. You know what I'm saying? It's more society, what we was talking about last time. It's more of society that instills these things in us that we follow by, you know. But I don't see anything wrong with a man staying home taking care of the kids. If the wife, if they're cool and they talked about it, and it's like, well, you know, well, I'll stay home, baby, and I'll take care of the kids. I'll take care of the house. I'll cook. I'll clean. I'll do that. I don't think it should be a problem. See, a lot of men, and I'm going to say men, I'm going to talk about myself, but I ain't like that, but I'm talking about myself because I am one. I think that, you know, a lot of us get that ego trip to where, you know, we can't do that. We can't do that. It has to be the man making the more money. It has to be the man out here doing everything. And the woman, you know what I'm saying, can't have that control financially to do that. I don't see any problem. If you're handling everything right, I don't see any problem with that. You know what I'm saying? So we take these double standards and we switch them up sometimes. But the reality of it is that, you know, if you having you know, double standards, it's going to be a problem in the beginning anyway.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, Mike. I want to just put my two cents in here. And you said something, and my two cents is this: double standards is convenience. Double standards is just a set of rules, or when you say that's not fair, Mom, or what she tell you, life isn't fair. That's what double standard. That's what double standard is to me. Double standard is basically if it's out of the norm, if it's not going the way society is going. No, I can't do this. Why not? There's no reason why I couldn't do that. There's no reason why one time, oh, you can't do it a job. But we have women out there that's doing construction work. You got women out there that's running multi-million-dollar businesses. You got women out there that's doing everything. Bodybuilding on up, you know. So, you know, and yeah, then in some instance, men will always be, quote unquote, stronger physically than a woman. So they say, you know, in some cases, they'll say. But overall, that's all those standards, in my opinion. I'm gonna go ahead and bring somebody else in. 601, who are you?
Daisy, it's Regina in 601.
Hey, Regina, 601. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. The blah, blah, blah. Topic for tonight is the double standard. with Sheena, and we've been just kicking the breeze and talking about this. So if you want to go ahead and put your
wait a second. Is that Rashina? Where were you last week, girl?
Well, I was working last week.
I also couldn't get a hold of you.
Why do I you have my number?
Anyway, you're going to interrupt me in the middle of it. Did anybody else notice he be doing it? I'd be in the middle of
yeah.
Anything.
Go ahead, play the song.
I mean, exactly. Then he wondered why I played a song on him, right? Black Report is muted. He's muted. He's on punishment now. He's on punishment.
I was rooting for them not to play the pants down song on you tonight,
bro. That is just, you know what, Mike? You lucky that you're on Princess Three-Way.
I know.
Because that's the only reason why you're living right now. But Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Black Reporter. Go ahead. Talk to Rashina. My bad. Go ahead.
I would just say I was trying to hunt for Rashina last weekend, and it said that I was disconnected, so that was my concern that we wasn't going to be able to get a hold of you, but I'm glad you're back. And I was going to...
Why you
want
to put her business out there? Don't Black Report
own
that business. How you going to sit there and put her business out there? Like, oh, she didn't even pay her bill last week. That's why. didn't she just say she was working Black Reporter? Black Reporter always got to blow somebody up. Didn't she just say she was working Black Reporter? And then you're going to come out there and be like, nah, your phone is disconnected. What, Black Reporter? How you going to blow her up like that?
Black Reporter, I'm letting you know, confirm now that I have a new cell number. I changed numbers. The same phone, but different numbers.
Okay. I was also going to say that I've been in that position. I was Mr. Mark several years, and I know how it is because of medical problems. So for the better part of 13 years, I raised my youngest, you know, and I walked her through with her every day, you know, from the age of 3. She went to pre-K, kindergarten, and through her first, I want to say, 4 or 5 years of schooling. And, you know, the school was only half a mile away, but I walked her every day and walked her home every day in Arizona. So,
you know what the double standard is when we call men who actually do daddy work Mr. Mom?
Yeah, Mr. Mom, exactly.
Yeah, but it's not being Mr. Mom, it's being daddy. That's part of being a dad. You are the other half of a parent, are you not?
Well, that's true.
Okay, so why do we call y'all Mr. Mom? Because y'all stayed home.
Well, I mean, that started, and some of you may remember.
Yeah, that was a rhetorical question. I did not need you to go to the history of that.
Okay.
I was just bullshitting with that part.
Not a problem.
All right, so folks, if you want to join the conversation, you sure can. 347-989-0767. That's 347-989-0767. Go ahead and press that 1. And I know that you're in queue to have your hand raised. What we're going to do right now, since we already went through, you know, one quarter of the show, we're going to go ahead and play this good old music, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about the double standard. You know, just had to get all that out there. All right, folks? What you say?
I said it's a lot of standards in there.
It is. And basically, that's what we're trying to cipher through. Is it bullshit, or does this actually exist? So I think it's bullshit. I really do. I just think that it's just crap. But that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. I'm going to stick to it. All right, so I got some new stuff I'm going to play for you. And right now I'm going to play an independent artist named Bigga L.
Yeah, I'ma eat it like a apple pie. And I'm gonna lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it, non-stop. Yeah, I'ma eat it like a apple pie.
McDonald's, not a home style. I'm a freak, girl, I eat the middle till ain't nothing left. After she comes, she like a nigga to get a rough sex. I eat a pussy mad long, she got a nigga greedy. It's sweet, if I eat it any longer, I'ma get the diabetes. I eat a finger popper with the rotation, twisting two fingers in and out until that pussy start ejaculating. Don't you know I hit it like an apple pie? Yeah, and I lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it nonstop. Yeah, I'ma hit it. Shorty want my tongue, shorty want my tongue. I'ma eat it till she come, eat it till she come. I'ma lick her back to front. She tell me what she want, then I'ma give it up, I'ma give it up. Shorty want my tongue, shorty want my tongue. I'ma eat it till she come, eat it till she come. I'ma lick her back to front. She tell me what she want, then I'ma give it up, I'ma give it up. Baby, I'm here and ready to do whatever that you want, girl. I be off the Richter earthquake and I rock your world. Baby, this ain't nothing new. You know the routine. Lay on your back and spread your legs and hold on to the sheets. So do you know my tongue ain't sick when I eat it like an apple pie? Ate that middle till your feeling come out all over your thighs. Handle that box like I work for UPS. Lay in a comfortable position, that's why I can handle the rest. So do you know that I eat it like an apple pie? Yeah, and I lick a lick a lick a lick a nonstop. Yeah. I'ma eat it like an apple pie. Yeah, and I lick a lick a lick a lick a nonstop. So he want my tongue, so he want my tongue. I'ma eat it till she come, I'ma eat it till she come. I'ma lick her back to front. She tell me what she want, then I'ma give it up, I'ma give it up. I'ma eat it, eat it, eat it like an apple pie. Yeah, and I lick a lick a lick a lick a nonstop. Yeah, I'ma eat it, eat it, eat it like an apple pie. Yeah, I'ma lick a lick a lick a lick a nonstop. Shorty want my tongue, shorty want my tongue. I'ma eat her till she come, I'ma eat her till she come. I'ma lick her back to front. She tell me what she want, then I'ma give it up, I'ma give it up. Yeah.
Fallen from Grace, by Joanne Stevens. Ladies, what did you do? Oh, yes, this poem was written for you. Many with the push-up bras showing through their tees, or some with no bra with their breasts to their knees. Have you forgotten that you are a queen? You don't need to enhance yourself using saline. Too many of you feel the need to show skin. You must remember that true beauty comes from within. You're walking down the street with a visible thong. Did you not check your mirror to see it was wrong? And oh yes, since I am talking about the back, what's up with you ladies showing all that crack? Some of your skirts are way above your knees. For those that are not fit, show their cottage cheese. Ew. You may think I'm harsh from the looks of it, but buy your clothes and make sure they fit. Okay. Damn. Don't get something because it's the latest style. When your belly is hanging over your pants for a mile,
yuck.
You can still be sexy and show some class. If you cover up more and show less of your ass.
Dirt.
You know a man would only treat you by what he can see. You know the saying, why buy the cow when the milk is free?
Move.
Some of you crying out for marriage. You know damn well you can't get any man with your hair looking like cabbage. Some of you walk down the street in a great big rush. But wait a minute, your hair never saw a brush?
What a brush.
Just looking around and see my statements are true. And if you don't see it, that means this was for you.
I see you.
Think twice, ladies, and take a look at your face. Are you that woman that has fallen from grace?
Not even.
That's a lovely poem. That was from Joanne Stevens, a.k.a. Black Poet. The name of that was Fallen from Grace. And before that, we hit you with some Sade, Soldier of Love. And before that, I played an independent artist of tomorrow named Bigga with some Apple Pie. All right, folks, we back at it. Black Reporter.
Princess. Yes, ma'am.
Shirley, everybody back.
We back.
Yep.
And we got another one on the line here. We got little Miss Mimi from B-Lo.
What's up, baby? What's going on? DJ Mimi Cat, Queen of Hip-Hop Gospel. What's going on? I'm in front of my biker club right now, so y'all do y'all thing. I'm going to be in and out. But what's the topic for tonight?
The double standard, Mimi.
Oh, yeah, the double standard. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Up in here, like in the best of both worlds.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
pretty
you know
much.
I got to be kind of... No, you know I got to be discreet, right?
On the fly. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be kind of discreet tonight.
All right. When it
I have to be discreet tonight, but
okay.
Still.
When it doesn't fit, it doesn't apply.
If it doesn't fit, we must acquit. No, boo-boo. There you go.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Miss Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
You've been saying
Miss Shirley.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Mimi was saying hi to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, honey. How you doing? How was your day?
I'm good. Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've been sitting back, absorbing everything that everybody say. What can you say? Can you sum up the conversation so far for me?
As far as the double standard, I think it's definitely out there. It's a lot to do with society, and it's about to do with the person that's dealing with it themselves, what power you give to it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to adhere to the double standard.
Mm-hmm.
That's all upon the individual, like you said, how they process things.
Right.
Yep.
That's why I said what I said. You know, it's a standard. It's a set of rules. It's a second set of rules when Plan A don't work.
I got a question for you, LaCroche. I have a question for you. Now, if I get too deep, just tell me. I mean, no disrespect, okay? Are you staying with somebody or you live by yourself?
I live by myself.
But do you have a man?
Nope.
You don't have a man. Okay.
Nope.
When you was dating, did you when you and your man was together, do you think that double standard apply at that time? Do you think he had a double standard in himself?
Did I have a double standard in myself, you mean?
No, he, him. You think he had a double standard?
Did he have a double standard? When it wasn't convenient for him, it was a double standard. You get what I'm saying?
Ooh.
When things wasn't going his way, then, you know, like, you met me, you knew I did phone sex, but because I'm not giving you sex right now, oh, no, don't be doing phone sex. You don't need to do that. You know what I mean?
It
wasn't that he was controlling, but he, all of a sudden now he found error in my way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you met me, I was this person. We did this. We did that. But when it wasn't convenient for you, or you wasn't getting the flowers that you was getting the roots, that's when it was a problem. You know. That's when there was a set. That's when the other set of rules came into play. You know. Now they don't want to. You know. And sometimes, like a guy, I think single men.
Mm-hmm.
I think single men, I say the double standard is because I think a lot of us that are single right now, we have that double standard. We don't intentionally do it. We don't intentionally do it, but it's there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody with a, and I say me personally, somebody with a size 11 don't get the same treatment as somebody with a size 17.
I heard that. But,
you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Well, still, but he also, like, in the back of your head, I know you had to think that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that when y'all first got together, didn't you have that feeling? Because it's like a woman's intuition. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly that it. And that's when I came to the conclusion, you know, and my bottom line was this, and I say this all the time, and guys take it the wrong way. That's when I say guys are more sensitive than men. I mean, you know, more sensitive than women. And guys take it the wrong way. They think I'm trying to beat up on their ego or kick them in the nuts and nothing like that. But I'm really not. I'm just going by what I'm seeing, what I'm witnessing. The only reason why the double standard even exists is because y'all too sensitive. You know what I'm saying? When you was doing it, you was a pimp. You was a player. Now I'm giving you the same treatment that men have given me. I'm dishing it out to you. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, nigga, you got to get up. You can't, you know, you can't stay tonight. You got to go. You know, I got what I need.
That's what I do.
All right.
That's what I
do. You know what I'm saying? Peace out. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
that's
what
I
do. Exactly. If you here and next you call.
I don't like that cuddle shit. No. Hell no. Get the fuck out. No, I ain't coming. No.
And if you here sitting up under me and the next nigga call, I'm going to take that call. You know what I'm saying? Because once you leave, this guy's going to feel whatever it is that you didn't feel when you was here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel some type of way. You know what I mean? When they did it, they was the man. They was the player. They was this, they was that.
Thank
now that we do it, it's the issue. Oh, you want to take that call out here? Oh, you can't leave. And that's where the double standard came from. That's when it became an issue. Because when you say, you know, there's two different set of rules, is how you grew up, that's life. How you process stuff, like Shirley said, it's basically you as an individual. You as an individual set a standard that you want to live by. I don't care what your mother told you. Everybody I know went to church, but as a grown person, they haven't been to church only on the holiday.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, and all the girls that I know that went to Catholic school, as grown folks, they don't go to church at all. You get what I'm saying? So, that's just a standard. That's the process of you growing. You experience stuff. Yes, your family has expectations for you. Yes, your mother feels you should do this, and this, and your father feel like you should do this, and this, and this. But at the end of the day, the only life you can lead is your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
like the only life they lead is their own.
You have to.
And if you choose to accept the expectations of you, that's your choice. That's not a double standard. That's not a double standard.
Okay.
That's life. That's what you choose to do.
That's life.
You got that?
Exactly.
Well, you try to play
Wait a minute, though. You got to think like this. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Oh, shit. All right. She's going to tell us to hold on. All right.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm outside.
We hear it.
Okay, now, but like what you were saying, like life and everything, mind you, life, everybody's life is different. It's just your life doing what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're trying to explain.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I'm trying to say is this. Everybody's life is different. It's just that you choose your life to be like that. And a lot of men out there and their ego be crushed because they can't understand or can't comprehend. I understand that perfectly.
Because
it's just that you got to find the right, correct man out there so that can listen to your needs, take care of your needs, take care of you in general, You know what I'm saying? Make sure this without benefits. You know, but you know what I'm saying? As far as financial wise, make sure this man is a real man. You know what I'm saying? A real man like you, like, you know what? I can marry this. You know what I'm saying? And every woman's intuition will know this.
And I think that's what it. I think that's where my hands come in, because I'm like, listen, y'all all full of it. I don't care who y'all are, where y'all are, what time of your life, when y'all came across me, y'all was full of it. So keep on going. I'm not going to sit up there. I don't want to have to train a man or train a boy to be a man. I don't have any children. I don't want to have to do that.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's just my opinion. All right, so we still got Princess and Baby Mike and Shirley and Black Reporter. Y'all got all quiet on me.
Don't forget me, DJ Mimi.
Mimi, go make yourself known.
Where you been?
Okay, so Baby Mike. I mean, Mike. I'm sorry, Baby Mike. Mike. I got getting used to calling you that. All right, I'm going to stop calling you that. All right, Mike. So,
yeah.
I want to, I really don't know where I want to go with this. But, Mike,
why?
What is your double standard?
Oh, my double standard?
No, Mimi, I'm talking to Mike. Mike.
Standard is?
Yeah.
I don't have a double standard.
Yes, you do. You have something that it's all right for you to do, and it's not all right for Princess to do.
No, I don't, because, you know, like I explained to her, I mean, we should be friends as well as anything other than that.
Mm-hmm.
We each other, we should be able to, you know, to relate and joke and laugh and not be on a serious basis. I mean, I think that true love is, and I'm gonna throw that in there because
you know I'm gonna get on you, baby. Go ahead, break it down, though. Go ahead.
True love is being able to butt at each other, cuss at each other, still be able to talk about it without getting to the point where, you know, that person comes in. Because, you know, sometimes,
Double standard, baby. Answer her question.
Double standard, okay. I don't have a double standard. I mean, my only thing is like this, you know. As long as you're happy, I'm happy. And
so if I tried to talk to one of your homeboys on the low behind your back without you knowing?
Okay, let me go ahead and put
would
that
be there. Okay, baby?
No,
sweetie pie.
Okay, yeah. So let me put that out there. Okay. If you truly honestly know in your heart that you were not intentionally trying to get with someone else, and your other mate, they insisted and said, "Well, why don't you be truthful about it?" If you being truthful about it, you really love that person. It may be hard for you to say no. It may help say, yeah, that's what it was. But if you know in your heart that you really didn't mean that, then...
Baby. You're getting off topic.
I know, but you would say that. Okay, but anyway, okay, I'm saying...
Yeah, he's trying to give you some indirect shit right there. I see what you're doing.
Okay, but...
I see what you're doing, Mike, but this ain't the time for you to air out your relationship, all right?
Okay, but double standard, back on double standard, okay. I mean, I could, you know, I don't believe in double standard because you should be able to, you know or be able to communicate and talk with the other person.
So,
it doesn't have to be a like boyfriend, girlfriend or anything like that. But if you know that, you know what I'm saying, you've been raised the way. And like I said, you know, when you're talking about double standard, you're talking about two sides. You're not talking about one side. You're talking about someone over here has an opinion about this. Someone over there has an opinion about this. So
Actually,
I was just going to say this. You know, sometimes you say that, well, it's not about, you know, the way you were raised, or it's not about the if you learned it from and your expectations. But I think double standard is just another way that you think. I mean, and everybody's thinking is different. And I think, you know, that, you know, sometimes we need to be able to communicate, not compromise, but different. Communicate and say, well, look, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is what I expect out of you. This is what I expect. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. If you don't have that kind of communication, then you're going to have double standards automatically, I believe.
But can I ask you a question real quick? So you're saying not compromise, but isn't that what double standard is, when you don't compromise?
That's
and basically we have those two sets of rules that's dictating which way the boat should row, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying, because you hadn't talked about it. And when I say compromise, I mean, you know, I mean communicate, because when you communicate, even though you may not agree, at least you know where you both stand. And
but compromise and communication are two different things.
Truly, truly is.
But when you talk about something and you don't agree, but you understand where you're coming from, then that's where the double standard should kick in, I believe.
Well, no, there's no such thing as where it should kick in. We're trying to get rid of it.
Exactly.
I know.
Could I say something?
Go ahead, Shirley.
It's hard to do that, because, I mean, like, you know, like we talked about earlier, I mean.
No, it's not hard to do it. It's what you call compromise.
I just say. Well, what I'm trying to say is that we have double standards. Double standards is not necessarily meaning nothing wrong. It's just meaning, you know, we have different opinions, and sometimes we don't agree with those opinions. And we need to know, you know what I'm saying, if those opinions, we don't agree with those opinions, then we know how to deal.
But it becomes wrong when you're trying to apply that to somebody's life. If I don't agree
exactly.
with it, yet you're trying to make it apply to me, that's when there's a problem with double standards. Everybody's entitled to opinion because everyone got one.
Right.
It's like everyone got an asshole. But when you sit up there trying to place your opinion upon me because I'm not living the way your expectations of me, that's when it becomes wrong. Okay, but let's Shirley jump in here real quick, and then we're going to unmute Black Reporter.
I think what the double standard, as far as the male point of view part is, it based it down to the ego. His ego and self-esteem, they can't handle it. Because I had a close couple friends, two married couples, close friends of mine. The female in one of the marriages, and I have a real close friend. And the male in the other marriage was close friend to the female friend of mine. And we all three hung out together, went out, did stuff while the kids were in school, you know what, and did stuff together, went to the park, things like that. And it was okay when her and I were hanging out together, going shopping or going to Olive Garden and whatnot. But when it was just her and him going out, then her husband had an issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't handle that. You know, he didn't appreciate the other guy spending more time with his wife than he could spend with her. And they actually divorced because of that.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And so to me, that just showed that he had a very low self-esteem. His ego couldn't handle the friendship that he had with his wife had with another man.
And that was security. That was his
exactly.
That was his security. See, he's secure. A man is always going to be secure with another woman. Yeah, I'm not worried about her going to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, whatever reason the case may be. But when you have to compete with another man, you know.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that.
Don't be glad I said that, because you got to bring back the quarterback to the stage. Black Reporter.
Yes. Well, go ahead. What, Mike?
You going to stop doing that, Black Reporter.
Go ahead. They had you on mute.
Crash.
Well, anyway, I got to take care of business here real quick. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and it is pushing toward the top of the hour, 1 minute before the top of the hour. And this is Black Reporter along with La Crush Hearts, along with Shirley, Princess FAA, and Big Mike out there is it the 803 or is it the North Cackalacky?
803.
Oh, okay.
803.
Okay, out in the 803. Anyway, as far as myself, I see myself as a very open person. I don't necessarily see myself as having necessarily any double standards, you know, because as I have come and gotten older in my life, I've matured to the point to where what's good for the goose should be good for the gander, you know?
Right.
And that's the, but what?
What? Go ahead.
No, I didn't say but anything. That's
nobody
about
said
right.
Said, we said right, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, you know, and that's the way that I truly believe. You know, if you can, most people know me well enough to where at this point in my life, I don't hide anything in what I'm saying, you know. I may not necessarily say it the right way sometimes, and even the most professional communicators of us tend to stumble over our words sometimes. You know, when you really, it's kind of the most ironic thing is that when you get in the most intimate of situations, the professionals who supposedly professionals at communication can be the worst communicators in the world.
Right.
You know, that's why you hear of a lot of communication people not being able to communicate with their significant other. You know,
all right.
And that's the strange situation.
All right, let me bring in a caller here. 765, you on the air?
Yes, I am. This is Louise.
Hello.
Hey, Louise.
Hey, Black Reporter, and I didn't catch Sister's name.
This is Good LaCrush.
Evening. Good evening.
Good evening
I want
to you.
A couple of comments on double standards and where I feel they come from. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things I feel is it comes from culture.
Mm-hmm.
The culture that we are raised with. Now, and our culture stem back to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us don't realize how much we are like our brothers and sisters from the homeland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, in dealing with a man, I have found that most men do have double standards. I've been married 7 times, and number 7 is from Kenya.
Mm.
And so we have cultural clashes along with the double standards that are raised because of our cultural differences.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, even though I don't believe in a double standard, you know, I am a what's good for the goose is good for the gander person. Sometimes I find that I have to operate in another culture. And so I have to take on the facade of the differences, the woman who has to be quiet and listen. The men have their way, and you know it's kind of hard sometimes. But I make fun of the opportunity to show the differences and how the cultures can blend without too much conflict.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a double standard. There's always going to be. Even in the Bible was set up where there was a double standard created from the beginning.
Exactly.
God created Eve as a helpmate, not to be ruling over the man, but to rule with him, not to be ruled under him, but to be with him. So double standards started from the very beginning. We ended up with the advent of the devil coming in and offering us that fruit, whatever that fruit might have been. The other day it was suggested that the fruit was devil offered Eve the opportunity to be to enter into the oldest profession. And we laughed about it. But you know, when you think about it and how things ended up for us women, you find that maybe that was the case. Maybe we're being punished for accepting a bribe, which it was. So having a double standard, you know, Adam as the first man, he didn't really look at a double standard. He wanted to be right along with his wife, and he took the bribe too. So really, in all, there is no double standard.
You know, there is an old saying that I truly believe, and I'm going to live by for the rest of my life. Do not walk in front of me, I may not follow. Do not walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend.
There you go.
In a perfect world, that do sound good.
In the corporate world,
you know,
think?
In a perfect world.
I said in a perfect world.
Right.
That do sound good. But then we have such things as called greed, envy, power.
You're right.
And, you know, we have all these other different feelings. Like, you know, we don't mean to feel that way, but it's part of our, you know, human equation for us to feel, you know, that, okay, why this person got more than me? Or why this person, you know, is a have and a have not? You know, even the beginning of time was a have and a have not. So, and the double standard,
right.
But what makes the double standard to me so discombobulating is that we only look at it as double standard when it doesn't apply to us. We look at it as a double standard.
Mm-hmm.
You telling me I can't do this and I can't do that? You know, it applies to it only applies when it's convenient. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, folks, you listen to this is Soul Therapy Radio Live, 347-989-0767. Go ahead, call up. Shout out to 203-757-973-765-337-347-201-216, Princess and Bobby holding it down in the chat room.
I wanted to make one more comment. Is it possible to make one more comment?
Sure.
Earlier, there was a sister who did a poem. It was a very nice poem. And it made me think about how I tend to dress. And when I dress, I cover up from head to toe. Or not head to toe, from my neck all the way down to my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
But funniest thing, when I go to flirt, all I do is turn the end of my hem. And that just turns my man on to no end. And he gets almost embarrassed because I just turn up the bottom of my hem. You don't have to show everything for a man to really get attracted. It's like...
Cha-ching. I said cha-ching.
You just don't know. I think the mystery of everything, you know, makes it nice. Okay.
That's why we have flirting and teasing.
I find it seductive to be just covered, you know.
But it's too hot for that. All right, I'm gonna bring another caller into the building. Oh no, I'm not. He hung up, or she hung up. Bobby in the chat room. Bobby, do you have any thing you would like to add? She's talking about the sirens in Buffalo, but do you have anything you'd like to add to the topic? Just go ahead, type it in, and share with the world.
I have something to add real quick. This is what I was asking about earlier. I have an assignment for those of you who listen to us on a regular basis and who are going to be with us maybe next Tuesday. I would like all of us to possibly watch tomorrow night on ABC. There is going to be a show. I'm not sure if it's necessarily going to be 2020, but it's a show on older women, younger men. And I want y'all to watch it and tell me what y'all think. And
we should be looking for, or just generally you want us to sum it
just
up?
Just generally the topic.
So you know we're going to forget, and then we're going to cheat on Tuesday and go to YouTube. So, let me tell you.
Anything
in particular you want us to look out for?
What was that?
I said anything in particular you want us to look out for?
Not necessarily. I'm just wondering, you know, general ideas and whether or not the show is presenting it in a right scheme of mind or whatever. You know, not necessarily anything particular to look out for, but I, in sitting here and listening to people, I just happen to have the TV down low and happen to see the promo for it, and I'm just wondering, this would be something interesting to talk about. You know?
Okay. So there you go, folks. Tuesday, 9 p.m. That's going to be the topic. So everybody do your homework tomorrow. Black Reporter, make sure you take this on me. All right, so we got until Sunday, basically. I'm trying to get the gentleman to get up there and give the hotline a ring. We have a brand new Faux Fantasy Radio hotline. And this week, this question of the week is for the men out there. For the men, women, you can answer it too. I'm not discriminating, but it mostly is geared towards men. The question of the week is, guys, you're spending quality time with your lady. You start to dream or fantasize about the perfect opportunity, her booty, her body, the mood, and all the while you getting extremely hard and throbbing. You're about to make your move, but it's something she does or she says, and you stop dead in your tracks, and your penis is so hard it's hurting, and you just cross-eyed and looking at her like, what? So besides saying no, and besides bad hygiene, what is it? What would that something she does or something that she says to cause you to stop dead in your tracks? We would love to hear your answers. The number, 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372. Also, if you want to leave a shout-out, a dedication, a song request, anything, do it right there on the Faux Fantasy Radio hotline. We'll add it to the live stream, 347-855-7372, that you could also listen to, 24/7 at listen.faultfantasyradio.com. The community is back up. Faux Fantasy Lounge. You can go up there, make a profile, share pictures, videos, all of the above. Bug out. We got a forum. We got more features coming on the way. So definitely, y'all need to bookmark all this stuff, okay? Basically, y'all need to bookmark all this stuff, community.faultfantasyradio.com. I'm working on the website as fast as I can. I'm almost done. I'm like 75% done. The rest is just technical stuff that I have to do to it, but it's mostly done for the most part. And then from my cubbyhole is coming soon. Black Reporter's blog.
Yes, it will be.
Black Reporter have his own blog from my cubbyhole. I don't know why he wants to name it that, but hey, it's his boat. He can name it whatever he wants to.
That's been the name of my column for ever since I started in journalism. So I figured that if I'm going to have a column, if I'm going to have a blog, then I might as well do the same thing.
Okay. And one last thing I want to tell everybody. We need to give a shout-out to T. Brown in Atmore, Alabama, who donated
$20
to Faux Fantasy Radio. Yay, we got our first donation.
Congrats.
We got our first donation, so we are in the green on this plan. All right, so all this information everything that you heard, all the links and everything will be provided for y'all very soon on Soul Fantasy Radio's official website, which I am working hard on, I must say. But I be getting high and stuff, so taking a little longer than I thought. All right, so back to the double standard standing. Yeah, what's that about? How you can get high, but I can't get high because that's not ladylike. That's that bull.
I'm not touching that one.
You just saying that, you already touched it. Now what? What you thinking? You saying that, you already touched it. It's hot. Black reporter, you be getting high?
No, I don't get high any longer. That was years and years ago.
That was in the 60s,
right? Please, girl.
Mom!
70.
Ah, I was in
70. 70s,
yeah,
early
80s. Yeah, you was like 2 in the 60s, right?
So,
yeah, I was like 2. I was elementary school in the 60s, yeah.
Black reporter smoking behind the bunk.
What was that, Mike?
Was you in the Rick James era?
Yeah, I was. I was truly in the Rick James era.
Ew, you had a.
My name is Rick James, bitch. No, let me not go there.
Yeah, let you not go there. But nobody can say that incident right there was mad official, though. That was an official event. You always remember that. That's for the history books.
That little incident right there, like I was there, this woman asked who I was. What? Oh man, the build up to that. That was an incident. That's gonna be for the history book. Yeah. All right, so the double standard. I think as time progresses,
as women become more independent, as women become more of homemakers and career makers, the double standard is going to be the actual standard. Because that's basically a man's cop-out, the double standard. And you know why we say man's cop-out, that the double standard standard? Because in all actuality, it is y'all's standard that makes it a double standard. Like, if y'all would just sit y'all little monkey asses down, we'd be good money. But no, y'all feel like y'all going to be forgotten about if women, if you let women.
Hold on.
I know, right?
The reason why I'm saying hold on.
Just tell me to shut up.
The reason why I'm saying hold on is because you done took out that big ass brush. And painting all of them with the same brush, and I don't think that's fair.
I didn't paint nobody with the. If it doesn't apply, you let it fly. But if it applies, then you must be feeling guilty. I shouldn't have to sit up. See, this is part of being a double standard. Y'all call us all types of bitches and carrying on and blah 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 blah, and then everybody got to go for that. You know what I mean? And everybody is labeled a bitch because one person and you know did whatever they did to you, so now everybody's a bitch. All of that.
I don't go there.
For the most part, you know what, Black Reporter, stop it.
I don't go there.
Black Reporter is the only person I know. The Black Reporter is the only person I know who's done everything under the sun but hasn't done nothing at all.
I don't say I hadn't done it. I just fucked up a lot, but.
Yeah, we know. We already know about you, right?
Oh my God, I thought we were talking about it.
Crash, you see how Mike and Black Reporter sticking together. Me and you got to stick together, girl.
Oh no, we good. We got Shirley. We good. Believe me, they will talk up as soon as they hear something wrong. I ain't worried about it. This is what I'm saying. I don't know Black Reporter. But every time we going through something, I ain't do that, or I don't do this, and I don't, you know. And then, you know, yeah, in 2010, you may have not done this or done that, but in 1990, you did it.
Mike,
you did it.
Well, actually, that may be true. 1990,
right.
That may be true.
Exactly. So stop acting like you won't be doing nothing because you did it already. That's why you don't do nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right now, yes. You're right. You're right. Right now, I don't.
Because I
learn better.
But you still have those tendencies.
Yeah, I don't know what to say when you're innocent and you still not believe.
Okay, Black Report, you old. You're older.
Yeah.
You have an older stature. Okay, so you know some things that we talking about, some things that we are hitting on, you just technically can't do anymore. Okay, so. Like, you aged out, you know, like, you get that. We get that. You aged out. You got the senior citizen. You retired. You know what I mean? You player from the Himalayas. You retired. But let's go over here to Baby Mike. Baby Mike got a lot to say, Baby Mike.
Player from the Himalayas.
I know.
Player from the Himalayas. Baby Mike over here like, yop, right. Baby Mike, stop it, Baby Mike. I'm telling you to stop it, but you ain't listening to me. You still going. Like, you not hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth, Baby Mike. But one thing I noticed, Baby Mike, is that you keep applying, you know, that you did something.
Uh-oh.
Nobody, Princess didn't say nothing. Princess didn't have to say anything because you told on yourself. Okay? You keep telling on yourself, Baby Mike. You trying to rectify your relationship through Phone Fantasy Radio. Okay? I hear it in the tone of your voice. Hold on. I hear it in the tone of your voice, and I also hear it in what you're trying to say. Like, you trying to apply stuff that only Princess would get. Like, yeah, babe, you know what I mean, babe. Like,
no.
Let us talk, baby.
Okay. Yeah, the fact that you try to say no so hard, I think that's true. So you looking at the phone like you looking Princess in her face, and you got something that you want to say to Princess, and she's supposed to get this. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else supposed to know. It's like you trying to talk in cold, and you just ain't getting it. But, hold that note for me real quick. Let me bring in this caller. Unknown caller? Okay, they can keep getting disconnected. I don't understand what's up. All right, so back to the situation of Baby Mike.
Okay, what was your question to me again?
Okay, Baby Mike. This is the opportunity. We got 37 minutes remaining on the clock. Okay. I'm going to give you the opportunity right now to clear the air, to say whatever it is that you want to say to your fiancé, Princess FAA, about your fiancé, Princess FAA. This is the time. Right now, you're going to say everything. You're going to lay it right on the line. If you want to give us details or why you want to say these things, you can do that too. But I'm not going to put you on the spot. But I'm going to put you on the spot. You need to tell Princess what you want Princess to know. Because it seems like every time you was trying to describe something or say something, it was going off into the relationship that you and Princess are in right now. Like, oh, you know I did that. I'm sorry. But, you know, like you was just going in there. I'm just saying you were just going in there, digging up a little bit, and then letting it out. So, you know, we just want to go ahead and clear that air. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, I definitely do appreciate that. I definitely thank you for giving me the opportunity to do that, because I know you could have used your next 30-something minutes otherwise in a different way. So I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. You can air it. I ain't got nothing to hide. You can air it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually would rather you air it. But anyway, I love Princess. I mean, you know, I've made some mistakes in the past where, you know, we were together, and I made a mistake by, you know, being someone else at the time.
Wait, what? You got low at that part. What you said? You made a mistake and did what?
I was actually, you know what I'm saying, I was actually started involved with someone else. And to make
a long story short,
that I mean I'm putting it out there because you know I love her, I want to be with her. So if I mean if I don't have nothing to hide, then I need you know what I'm saying tell the truth. I don't have nothing to hide. You know, and I hope she don't mind me saying that. You know, because I mean if I'm being truthful and I want to be with her, I mean who gives a damn what the past was? But I just want to put it out there. You know, I mean just put it out there. I made a mistake in the past, you know, and I was trying to make up for that, you know. I realized what I missed.
Baby,
huh?
What about the mistake that happened a day ago?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Let's update. Let's go to that. Okay. Julie, Black Reporter, you still on there?
Man, no, don't call
him
Blackwater. Blackwater can't help.
You're not gonna have
no good.
Backup, baby.
No, I don't want no backup.
Talk.
Truly, like I told her, I did not mean to make her feel as though I was trying to get with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what happened was we were on
what
there.
What happened was go
ahead. Exactly. Just word out of my mouth. Go ahead.
Okay, we were on Facebook, you know,
mm-hmm.
me and her had a little disagreement.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't know that, you know, they weren't real friends. Okay, like you and her talking right now. Okay, we
uh-huh.
were on Facebook, and you're friends with someone.
Get to the point, baby.
The point is, I was just saying, hey, how you doing, not to be disrespectful because
to who?
To the other girl that was on there.
Who is this other girl?
Miss,
don't put her name out there. Just who is she to me? I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry yelling at you. But just don't put her name out there. Just who is she to me?
I mean, she was just a friend that you had met that I didn't know that you wasn't close to.
I was just saying,
like you and your girl talking now.
Mm-hmm.
If we was online together and I saw y'all,
mm-hmm.
I would have said, hey, how you doing?
But what does that got to do with me? You don't. I mean, you don't know her. She don't know you.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're talking to him, then that means that, you know what I'm saying?
That just means that you go behind my back.
Whoa!
I mean,
Talk to my homegirl, Nolo.
Baby, I said two words.
I got you, baby. We're gonna see how that work with the double standards.
The tables being turned. I mean, but I didn't do nothing. I mean, I can't.
I love it.
Make a lie. I can't sit here and make a lie. Meaning, I can't sit here and tell you a lie when I know I'm telling the truth. I go to my grave saying I didn't mean nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. But you
okay,
don't
so
out, right?
On that.
All right. I opened up a can of whoops ass. All right, hold on. Let's stop right there and let's get a team of some other people that's on the line that was going down. I'm going to start off with Shirley.
Uh-huh.
Shirley.
Yes.
This is a perfect, I don't know about you, but I feel like this is a perfect situation of double standards.
Yes.
Okay, you got your girlfriend, she leaves her cell phone on a thing, or she's hanging out with her girlfriend, she went to lunch with somebody from back in the day, and you come up behind her, hey, ma, how you doing? Da, 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 da. You know, like, okay, what you think, Shirley? What you think?
Can I say something?
Let her talk,
No. We don't want to know in detail what's going on, but I'm just saying, I mean, you're not the first guy to do this, you're not going to be the last guy to do this. But like I said before, double standard only comes in convenience.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So if it was a shoe on the other foot and Princess did that to your old boy, that you hang out with every day. You know what I'm saying? You hang out with this man every day. Y'all done shared everything together. And she came up behind you, and then she threw that out there like, yo, what's up? And then be the innocent, what's up? You would have made a double standard. You know, a little double take, like, what you doing?
But I understand it, but what I'm trying to say to y'all, y'all all women right now, what I'm trying to say to you is,
who am I? Is that
what I was doing, with, it's just like if you was in person, and I didn't know this friend, my girl is with this person, And I'll go to talking to her, and I go, I want to talk to my girl, but she's talking to this person, to her friend in person. I don't have to know her, but just out of respect, I say, hey, how you doing? I only said two words, hey, and her name. That was it. There was
listen, Crush, this is what happened. He got on Facebook after our argument, and he's like, oh. And then after we got into our argument, I hung the phone up on him. Mm-hmm. He started, you know, calling and texting, and then I logged on to Facebook, you know. And he got on Facebook, and he's like, oh, you have time to go on Facebook, but you don't have time to share my call or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he started sending instant messages on Facebook. And mm-hmm. one particular yeah. message, listen, mm-hmm. It's my turn now, baby.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, one particular message he sent, it wasn't meant for me. It was meant mm-hmm. for her, my homegirl, mm-hmm. quote unquote. Mm-hmm. It was, hey, her name. Mm-hmm. And it was sent to me instead of her. He made a mistake and sent it to me, and that's how that started.
I didn't make a mistake.
Nah.
Can I
say something?
No, okay, baby, you said enough. I want to get everybody else's advice on this.
Okay,
I want to hear what everybody got to say
this.
About this.
Yes,
you don't
want
to hear what they have to say, baby, so listen. just be quiet a minute, okay? I still love you. Three strikes, you're out. You blew it one time. You blew it a second time. You get one more strike, and you're out, point blank.
I'm not saying what I'm saying is we have mobile phones. You know that when you're on Facebook, any text message that you get, if you're friends with that person, it goes to your phone automatically. So they went to her phone. We were online
See,
together.
See, the reason
it doesn't matter what she's saying, and it doesn't matter how it happened. The fact
it happened.
But that's what you fail to forget.
Conversation. I thought they were conversating online together, and she wasn't answering me.
What
so
that got to do?
Out of respect, I wasn't.
Oh, so I know what you was doing. I had somebody do that to me just the other day. I was home,
I just said hey because I thought they was conversating, and I just said hey, how you doing? I wasn't saying it like hey, how you doing? What's up, baby? I want
to
get with you.
Okay, but my thing is this. Was you saying, hey, how you doing, because you wanted her to respond or get in touch with
no,
Princess
I said,
for
hey,
you?
I said, hey, how you doing, because I thought it was chatting together.
Why? But why? That doesn't make no sense. You got to be, that don't make no sense. You just going to go up and, you know, like, even if they was chatting together, what's that got to do with you?
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful and saying, well, okay, well, you know, I thought it was, good friends. I didn't know that she
okay, was but once again, even if they were good friends, even if that was a sister, what that got to do? Like, that's not a reason to hit her up. Like, what that got to do with you? Like,
me and my neighbor, we were online together. She saw me online.
It wasn't no we going on when I logged into Facebook that night.
You just said that you hit her up because she didn't hit you back. Okay.
They were on, me and her was on the same.
So what, y'all was under the same account?
All I said was, hey, yeah. All I said
no,
was
we
hey.
Wasn't. Oh, my God, baby. You make
yeah,
it
you
worse
just,
for yourself. You're making
I'm
it worse for
this.
Yourself, sweetie.
I'm going to shut up after this. All I was saying was, hey, just like if we were in person and it was two people, and my wife or fiance was with somebody, I didn't know her. It would be out of respect to say, hey, how you doing?
What?
Okay, but I wasn't in person. You confused it. And you know what? This is going to be next week's topic as well because let me bring it back to Black Reporter. Black Reporter, this is the one time where one of your rants, this is the one time one of your rants come through and now it's coming up again. Remember you called me up and we were talking on the phone and you said that you was reading an article about how social networking is a lawyer's best friend.
It sure absolutely is. And, okay, I will bring it up to the rest of the folks. What it was the article was in a local paper, and it was saying, well, actually, not a lawyer's best friend, but a divorce lawyer's best friend, because
uh-huh.
these divorce lawyers can, you know, can track through social networking, including Facebook.
Right.
Facebook was the number one culprit as far as, okay, there was an example of one woman who, well, no, one man who swore up and down that he didn't have any children, yet he's having to pay child support on the two children that he didn't have.
Right.
There was another woman who was saying that she didn't smoke weed in open court, yet on her Facebook page, she's posting pictures of her obviously high and at a party where she's toking like crazy. So situations like that, you know, just put you in a whole heap of trouble,
mm-hmm.
a whole heap of trouble.
So,
and like I said, Facebook can be a diverse party's best friend.
Okay, we're gonna hit on it now, but I think we got next week's topic. Hold on, Mike. I think we got next week's topic. Social networking and dating will be next Thursday's topic at 11 p.m. right here on Fall Fantasy Radio. It's 12:35 the next day in the morning. Shut up.
It's still Thursday.
No way, see?
It's still Thursday.
All right. Keep on. Go ahead.
Not Virginia,
it's
Friday.
Okay. Well,
this is your show. Go ahead.
Okay, like I said, it's 35 minutes after the hour, wherever you may be. Sorry, Kevin.
Pants on the ground.
You know what? I'm having second thoughts by getting a haircut. But you see, I'm really having second thoughts about getting my hair cut. Now you see, I was quiet all that time, and now she brings it up.
You done?
Now she brings it up.
You know that's not gonna happen.
I know better than that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know
don't let me go. Don't let me go sing. Don't let me go sing. Burn a message, nigga.
I know better than that.
So you can't even. You can't even because you just as bad as he is. If not worse. You not now, but you was then. Stop forgetting about
oh.
that. Exactly. He young. As I'm saying, you know, your generation passed. You retired, but he's just beginning.
That's true.
No,
I'll grant you that. I'll grant you that.
Okay, exactly. So even though he was calling your name, you really couldn't even say anything if you wanted to. Mike.
True.
Wow.
True.
Mike, he was calling your name. Mike reporter, you there? He can't.
Yeah.
He's just as bad, if not worse than you are, Black Mike.
Huh?
But back to the situation at hand. We done to spend 16 minutes on this. let's let Shirley speak. And Shirley's gonna speak on it. Look, Mike, I'm gonna stab you. All right, be quiet. So I go find a song for you. Okay. Go find a wine and song for you. I'm gonna go find some Keith Sweat.
Keith Sweat.
Mr. Beggar Man.
Please.
Yeah, Mr. Beggar Man.
Find that for who, me?
Yes, you, baby, you.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm going to find some David Spence for you. How you feel right now, right? Hi, Mike, that's
wow.
How you feel? You never going to keep a secret? I never keep a secret from you, princess. I didn't do it, princess.
Yeah. Right.
That's the main degree. You know how he do it.
No, I don't know how he do it. How he do it?
Y'all stick together, right? Okay.
Princess, give me one more chance.
Oh, that, now that's a true Beggar Man song.
Princess, give me one more chance.
See, that ain't even right. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be a man about it. If I did something wrong, I would have said it, but I didn't.
What?
This was one time.
Wait a minute,
this is where I shifted in reverse.
I didn't intentionally.
If you did something wrong,
hold up, I'm saying
that's not an apology. That's phony.
But baby, I didn't intentionally do nothing wrong.
You did do something wrong, which is why you're in the doghouse right now.
Okay. All right, Princess, I got to give it to him. He finally found the right word. He didn't intentionally do something wrong. In his eyes, it was just him being polite.
Exactly.
I don't know how you polite over the internet, but, you know, he was being polite over the internet.
I wasn't meaning nothing. I clear I wasn't.
But let me ask you one question. Can I just ask you a question? Was y'all both signed into the same account, Mike?
This is how it is. If you're friends with somebody, once you see them online, of course y'all know, and you're in the chat room, then you see that.
Ain't no chat room on Facebook.
Ain't no chat room on Facebook.
When it says chat, not chat room, but chat. It says chat.
Yeah, but you chat with that. That's between you and that one person.
Okay, when I logged on that baby, you and her, it was saying chat. You and her were in the same block. You and her were in the same block.
Oh, my God. You instant messaged me and her.
No, you and her were in the same
Those
block.
Those are the people that are on your friend list that is on that message thing.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, but I'm saying.
Okay,
you have to click on the person's name to talk to them.
Yeah, you can't tell if she's talking.
Ain't no chat room.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
The person that he sent the message to, did he already know that that person was friends with Princess?
Yes, and he even, let me tell you how this girl, how she ended up on his friends list. Baby, hush for a minute, please. Let me finish. Let me tell y'all how she ended up on his friends list. The way she ended up on his friends list was dirty. Okay. He has a cousin that he was going to try to hook up with this girl. But mind you, his cousin is already in a relationship, which is going bad. And she checks his Facebook accounts and MySpace accounts and stuff and go through his computer. And Mike took it upon himself to add my homegirl on his friends list to try to hook her up with his not single cousin.
But you knew though.
Because his girlfriend goes through his accounts and stuff.
How dirty is that?
And not only that, you gonna try to message my friend behind my back?
I didn't. And
then you gonna make a mistake and send me the message?
How could I send you a message if I was messaging to someone else?
Because it was meant for me. It was meant for her, not me.
Okay, if it was meant for her,
that's not my name. You called me her name.
We were online together. All I was doing was saying, hey, because I thought y'all was in the same chat room together.
There is no chat room on Facebook.
No.
You know,
get that out of your mouth.
You're online and says you have an option to chat. I pulled up. It had an option to chat. The light was green. You and her were on there.
But that's your playlist. Listen, Mike, what she's trying to tell you is that so this doesn't happen again. That's not Princess. Those are the people that's on your friends list that you can chat with and send messages back and forth. Think of it as Yahoo. You get what I'm saying? if your princess is on Yahoo talking to me, you don't know that. All you know is that if I'm on your prayer list and princess on your prayer list, that we're both online. That's what the Facebook chat situation is. So when you sent the message, when you sent the message, hey Betsy, it didn't go to the girl you was trying to say, Betsy. It went to princess.
I didn't send a message, hey baby.
I didn't say baby. I said Betsy. Betsy. I didn't say baby. I said Betsy. Whatever the girl name is.
Okay.
Regina. If you said, hey, Regina, it didn't go to Regina. It went to Princess. So now Princess is like, wait, what? You talking to Regina? And you talking about how I got a chance to, you know, so now that's where you at right now, sir.
That was an honest mistake. I didn't mean to do that, though. I was
saying
the same by.
But what Princess is trying to find out is you and her are going through whatever you're going through. Why at that very moment did you hit her up? And then try to say, oh, I thought you was chatting with her. No, you can't say I thought you was chatting with her. That's why I hit her up. That made no sense.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, because they were in a chat. I couldn't get with her. I couldn't talk to Princess. She was mad at me. She was ignoring my chat. So I was just being, because I figured they were talking about what me and her was going through. So I just said, well, hey, you know, how you doing or whatever, and that was it.
So basically, you was going to her for a lifeline.
No, I wasn't going for no
You
lifeline.
Wanted her to say, girl, he just hit me up. So Princess could respond to you.
No.
So then your attention was not, that wasn't your attention. You get what I'm saying? You can't have this double standard going on right now, sir.
Uh-uh.
Either you hit her up with the intention of trying to get Princess attention, or did you hit her up with the intentions of just hitting her up? You can't say that. You can't say, you know what, Princess, you was not talking to me. You was igging to me. So I hit up Regina, thought I could get a conversation out of because you was igging me.
No.
If that's the case. Okay, but what you're saying don't make sense, sir.
I didn't do it out of
spite.
His story is
too
funny. I didn't say it. Nobody said you did anything out of spite. You don't have to do anything out of spite. Nobody's saying you wrong for it. That's natural. She's on your list. She's a friend of yours. You just probably wanted to chat because whatever reason you were pressing going through.
She's not a friend of mine. I've never talked to her. I've never had no conversation with her. I'm a respectable guy. If I'm in front of you and whoever I'm with and they're talking to somebody, I'm going to say, hey, how you doing? Hey.
Okay, but y'all not
two different scenarios. You weren't in front of her. You were two different scenarios. And if she's not your friend, you don't talk to her. Why is she on your friend list? Should be on your friend list whatsoever.
And why were you and Princess going through what y'all going through? Do you hit her up?
And that's why I said she didn't ever put on it, but she was on my friend list because I was trying to do a favor with somebody else.
For somebody that's already in a relationship.
But my thing is this. Now, we don't care about how she got up there. Would you not understand what we're saying? We don't care about how she got up there. At this very moment, at this time, at 12:51 Thursday morning, you said, hey, Regina, and it was sent to Princess. You are telling us that the only reason why you hit the girl up was because you thought she was talking to Princess.
Exactly.
My point, and then what we're trying to tell you is that that's impossible. You can't tell. Okay, fine. It was an honest mistake. But you are still sticking to the story that you only hit her up because you thought she was talking to Princess. My thing is this. Why?
My grave.
But why? Why would you do that?
No matter what, I would take it to my grave.
You can't take it to your grave because now all you're doing is calling yourself guilty. You try to take the easy road out. Now this is where the double standard going. Now we cleared the situation up. You know the rights and the wrongs of the situation, but yet you still stick it to your story, which doesn't apply to the situation now.
I'm not gonna turn the truth into a lie.
It's not about turning the truth into a lie, but it's really
that's real.
All right, fine.
You
all
say
right.
You didn't mean to, but a drunk driver doesn't go out there and mean to kill anybody, but they still do it.
I'm mad. How Aaron going to sit up there and say Princess and Regina Q? You know what?
Okay, folks, we are going to start to wrap this up because we've got maybe 6 minutes left in the program.
Listen, Black Reporter. This is not your show.
Okay.
Show.
Okay.
We wrap it up when I say we're going to wrap it up, and I didn't say we was wrapping it up yet.
Yes, ma'am.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's get back to Mike. We got time. Don't worry. They're not going to cut us off.
Okay. All right.
Everybody that needs to be listening is listening. If you hang up, that's your business. You will not be able to talk, or I can't bring you back on the air. But I'm going to do it. We still try to figure out what's going on with Mike. Mike, this is your final plea. What do you want Princess to know about this situation? What's your final answer? Once you say this, we're going to drop it. We ain't going to bring it up until next week. So what you going to say? What's your final thing to Princess?
My final thing is that, David, I did not mean any harm by it. I wasn't, even though you weren't talking to me, I wasn't trying to get with her to make you upset so you could comment back to me. I thought you were chatting and y'all was in the room. You was friends with her. I just was saying, you know, hey, and that was it. I wasn't trying to make you mad or upset or anything. I wasn't. I was not trying to make you upset or anything like that. I mean,
I don't believe you. I think what you're saying right now is a load of bullshit.
I mean, you're obligated to that, but that's the truth. That's the truth.
Okay, but you know why she's doing that, right?
I understand, but I deleted her out there. I mean, she get in touch with a caller, whatever she want to do, and I can guarantee 100%, 280%. That she can never say that I've ever texted her.
It's not about the fact that you did it or not. What this is going by is what happened when you did strike one.
I know, but at the time.
You know that. But yeah, but I'm just saying, this is why she feels the way she feels. You got to understand why Princess feels the way she feels. It's one thing to say, yeah, I hear you. It's another thing to understand why she feels the way she feels. You fucked up the first time. Now she fucked up the second time. You know, that all is all the same game. You know what I'm saying?
But the second time it wasn't my fault though, because
really?
I can't wait till we get into the reason what the reason number one was.
I didn't mean why. I mean I was.
So what did you mean the first time?
What do you mean?
What did you mean the first time? You didn't mean it this time. What did you mean the first time? Did you mean it then? You can't say I didn't know it was wrong when you know it's wrong.
I mean, at the time, I was with her, and I was involved with someone.
Okay, so you understand, so basically you understand how she feels when you call her the next bitch name. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
All right, so, you know, my thing is, you know, if you so sorry, how did you put yourself in this predicament again?
I mean, I wasn't trying to. I wasn't, you know.
You just got bad luck.
Yeah, pretty much. You're right, pretty much. I mean, I do because I wasn't trying to do anything wrong, you know.
So was you trying to do anything wrong the first time?
Yeah. Not unintentionally.
But not unintentionally.
That
don't make no sense to me either.
I was immature. I didn't understand a lot.
But this time you're mature, so therefore that's why it applies?
Right, yeah. I mean, that was like six years ago? No, that was 6 years ago. You know, so I've matured a lot from there. And I guess what I'm saying is, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and make a lie out of the truth. I'm not going to turn the truth into a lie. And I know she's upset about that, but I didn't mean it. I told her, I stayed on there. I don't want nobody else. I mean, she ain't got shit on her. You know, I mean, that's the zap. I didn't mean like that. That's the zap.
That's the zap. If it was a shoe on the other foot, you would not be pleated like this. But anyway, that's our time for tonight. We got 2 minutes remaining. I want to thank everybody that called up and called in and talked about it. Mike, thank you for sharing your relationship. I feel like the original Dr. Phil. Anyway. I'm Dr. Phyllis. I'm Dr. Phyllis. And listen, you was wrong, Mike. You were just wrong. There's nothing else to say about it, Mike. You were just wrong. It's wrong. It's completely wrong. You know it's wrong. Man up, Mike. Just man up. It was wrong. No, I'm just playing. All right. We got a minute remaining. We're going to make this short and sweet, everybody. Thank y'all for calling in. The 803s, the 757s, the 601s, the 337s, the 973s, the 201s, the 225s. The 347s and the 718s and the Bobbies and the Aaron's and the Princesses and the guests everybody that showed up in the chat room, that showed up and showed out. I'm going to cut it short and sweet. Black Reporter, you mean, in the show.
What time there was has truly ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. Make that Tuesday. You are in, and we are out. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello.